This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the weekend, Vladimir Zelensky has kind of, again, reiterated his concerns that Vladimir Putin and his Russian troops would have no problem using nuclear weapons. And I speak to people about this all the time. They're like, nah, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Why would Russia do anything that puts their people at risk? Why would Russia do anything that would affect, you know, Russians? Then, you know, he won't get elected again. Nah, nuclear war wouldn't happen. Not going to happen. And I don't know if everybody's been kind of watching what's going on. And I like to talk about the psychology of some of these psychotic leaders, you know, like Hitler. But Putin has already shown he doesn't give a damn about his troops or his people. He's already shown that. So for those of you saying he won't go there because his red line is he really loves, you know, his troops and he really loves his country and he doesn't want any one of them hurt, he had his troops march through the Red Forest near Chernobyl. When that's no man's land. You're not supposed to go there because of the high radiation. And apparently their military had no problems with that, and now the troops are in Belarus getting treatment for radiation poisoning. Same thing with the fall of the ruble and you know, food and other issues that are happening right now. I mean, Russia's struggling. Russia's going to struggle from a food standpoint, from an economy standpoint. It doesn't seem to be affecting Putin's military objectives or aspirations. So I think that Putin has proven that putting Russia at risk for this is not something that's going to thwart or hold him back or deter him. He wouldn't want to cause all those lives to be lost. Look at what's happening with Ukraine. If they have no problem with the mass genocide that's going on right there, you have somebody that is doing this for another reason. You know, if you were a ruler and you wanted to have that country thriving, you wouldn't be exterminating all its civilians. I mean, now I'm not saying the Taliban are examples of angels, but if you notice the Taliban, when we left Afghanistan, they didn't just go and murder, not that we will ever know how many people got killed, but it didn't look like they just destroyed them. They wanted that country to function. So they kept many of their people alive. And they wanted them to work. They wanted them to, and again, I'm not trying to compare and contrast because I think we have, you know, a terrorist is a terrorist. But look at Russia where they almost don't even care. I mean, they have no problem mowing down, raising down a city and even shipping them. We're being told that some of them might be shipping to facilities where they're being tortured and killed, similar to concentration camps that we saw with World War II. So I think Putin has already proven to us that he doesn't give a damn. So the idea of, well, that'll stop him, no. Same thing with the idea of, well, he won't use nuclear warheads or nuclear power because he doesn't want World War III. Already he's gotten the scorn of most of the world. He already has. I mean, the European Union, NATO, I mean, we're ready to fight if he messes with any NATO country. So he knows we're enemies. The idea that we're going to do trade and we're going to be friendly with Russia, That's not going to happen now for years, possibly decades. So he's got nothing to lose in terms of, you know, world relationships and you know, amicable, you know, treaties. So Vladimir Zelensky says, quote, all of the countries have to be worried that Russia could use tactical nuclear weapons. He tells everybody not to be afraid, but ready. And what Zelensky has warned us to has not always been wrong. He said that, you know, Russia was going to, you know, invade. He was right. He said Russia was going to perform genocide. They were going to kill, rape. That appears to have come true. So when Zelensky said he's going to use their nuclear weapons, in fact, I think there was a video showing some of the planes with nuclear warheads were flying over Ukraine. I say we should believe him. So how does this affect America? Well, everything that happens in one part of the country does affect us. If it's a large fallout, yes, there's no way for us to escape that radiation. And one thing that we have spoken about are those potassium iodide tablets. They don't protect your whole body. They do protect the thyroid. So, you know, when your thyroid is around radiation and decides to uptake radioactive iodide, if you use potassium iodide, it kind of blocks that. But in terms of you know, being prepared, as I said this a few weeks ago, we don't even know where our nearest shelter is. I mean, in the 60s, JFK and multiple public officials told people to build their own in their house. Certain buildings are labeled fallout shelters, where you could go into a basement and they might have food and water and clothes and things like that. But for the most part, the average person doesn't know. So I would really suggest you reach out to your public officials going, where do we go? If Putin does decide to set something off, or who knows, Kim Jong-un might be like, you know what? I haven't been in the news. Why not? Let me do something. I mean, if everybody decides to finally, you know, group together between China, North Korea, Russia, we could be in an issue. And I like the idea of us being prepared. So one, know where your blast shelters are or fallout shelters are. Many public buildings will be converted. The schools, hotels, subway tunnels, below ground pubs, those are things. And for those of you at home that want to prepare, doesn't hurt to have extra water, extra food, flashlights, things you can put your medical medications in, medical information in, and things like that. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So overnight, it seems like there is this new trend to allow kids to reconsider their gender, and to offer a forum and a safe place for kids to decide, young kids, to decide that they want to transition or change. And this has caused a lot of concern, not only from parents in the medical community, but even the transgender community. And one transgender psychologist has warned about the trend to transitioning, that we're going into uncharted waters, and we, you know, we might need to be careful. And I'm a cis woman. I was born biologically female. I stayed female, but as a kid, man, I wanted to be a boy. I I thought the boy toys were cooler. I thought the boys were more fun. I wanted to grow up and be my dad. I didn't want to be my mom. So if you had asked me when I was younger, would you like to be a boy? We can make that happen for you. As a young kid, I probably would have said, yeah. Now, once I hit puberty, I'm like, okay, I'm a heterosexual female. Once I became an adult, I'm like, I want to have babies. And I am very happy I'm female. I am a cis heterosexual woman, and I'm ecstatic about that. But did I once in my life want to be a boy? Yeah, when I was really young. Now, as I'm 3-4 years old, yeah. Which is why a lot of people are kind of cautioning, you know, do these kids really understand? And are they able to make this decision now and then not have regret? And sadly, we are starting to have people kind of open up more about regret. They wish they could have had babies. They wish they could have still had their fertility, whether they stayed trans or not. And a young kid might not be able to make that decision. Most of them won't. If you think back to when you were a kid, if somebody said, are you going to want to have babies? You're like, oh, heck no. Well, you can't give consent. You're not going to be able to decide that until you're an adult. And I understand. I understand both sides. Because it's really hard to transition once you have the hair, and once you have the boobies, or once you have the enlarged penis. I get that. But it's just, I don't think these kids have that ability to make that decision. And transgender health officials are speaking out about that as well. So, according to MSM, a leading psychologist who is a biological male but has identified as a transgender woman, Erica Anderson, has helped hundreds of children transition. But she is concerned that society's promotion of this could be merely a fad in which teenagers undergo life-altering medical procedures without first doing a rigorous mental health exam. She says, what happens when the perfect storm of social isolation, exponentially increased consumption of social media, the popularity of alternative identities affects the actual development of individual kids? She spoke to LA Times and says, we're sailing in uncharted seas. Children are starting to get into it because it's trendy. And so if a child is at school and they want to belong and everyone's like, we're all going to be boys or we're all going to be girls, again, will that child make that decision? And having had patients who are like, I wish I could have had children. I wish I knew that these were things I wouldn't be able to do later. It's something that makes us all kind of stop and think and go, wait, you know, can a child give consent? Well, whenever we deal with children and surgeries and consent, they don't give consent, the parents do. So we get the parents involved because a child can't consent. If you ask a child, okay, we're going to have surgery to take your tonsils out, they're going to be like, oh, hell no. And it doesn't happen. So obviously they go through the parents. The parents are given informed consent. They make a decision. Parents are now being left out of a lot of those conversations with school. I understand both sides to that, too, because having restrictive parents, you know, saying, no, you're not going to have sex. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. I get how parents could be so domineering and assertive that children might not feel like they can make that decision. A lot of children go to the schools for help. But I agree with this transgender psychologist that if these kids, she's even talking, you know, teenagers, but if we're actually having these conversations with younger kids, they're not going to be in that ability, in that position to be able to have that rigorous mental health screening and even know what they want later. Washington Examiner published a 4-part series on teenagers and transgender issues and included interviews with young people who detransitioned and now face a lifetime of pain and medical problems related to surgeries and cross-sex hormones. In the series, they feature a Miami plastic surgeon who promotes mastectomies and gender reassignment surgeries to children on TikTok. Dr. Sidib Gallagher downplayed surgery in one post, saying it wasn't any worse than wisdom teeth removal. In another video, Gallagher had also suggested that surgery sign-up was quick and easy. So now we have to be careful that we don't have also medical professionals looking for a quick buck. You know, telling a child that removing your penis or breast tissue is going to be easy, that's pretty involved. Undergoing transitioning is probably one of the most complex medical procedures and diagnoses and treatment plans because it's sometimes lifelong. How is a child able to make that decision? And I don't think the average child can make reproductive decisions. You know, there are many people that might want to transition but still be able to keep their fertility. And I get there's this, that's where the debate is. But we need to do it before they have sex hormones because then it's easier to transition. But then once you do that, you've basically made them barren, made them unable to later reproduce if they want to. And that is a big, huge decision. They say social media outlets are filled with hundreds of young people bemoaning, this is according to MSM, bemoaning their surgeries and cross-sex hormones, seeking advice on the best way to detransition. The Washington Examiner profiled two women who were angry over their lack of knowledge before undergoing procedures that would now give them a lifetime of pain. So, you know, this is very tricky. This is very challenging. And we don't really hear a lot of the people say, I wish I never did it. Now, you have other people that are very, very happy that they did. They never wanted kids. They're good. But just because it fit one person doesn't necessarily mean it fits you. And I know I'm not the most ideal example, but if I, you know, when I was a young kid, I wanted to pee standing up. I wanted to play with the toys that the boys were playing. I hated wearing skirts. But I gotta tell you, man, after puberty, man, was I glad. Well, I didn't like having my period, but I tell you, I was so glad. I kept being biological female, married a husband, have kids, and living a cis heterosexual life is exactly what looks like I would have wanted to do as an adult. Would have never known that as a kid. Because boys look like they had more fun. Boys look cool. Remember, I wanted to be a doctor. And I was watching, I don't know if it was Marcus Welby or something, but there was a beautiful nurse and there was a doctor. Well, actually, I wanted to be the nurse, you know, because she was blind. You know, but then later, you know, like, well, I want to be a doctor. And my mom's like, well, you know, I'm like, I can't be a doctor because I'm a girl. My mom's like, no, girls could be doctors too. You know, but if I thought that, you know, I had to be a different sex and I really wanted to be a doctor, in my mind, I would have possibly wanted to change. So we as physicians have a role to make sure that a child's voice is heard, a child grows up healthy, mentally fit, and doesn't have to live in pain. But we also have to keep in mind that a child can't give consent all the time, and especially these young children, and that they as adults could be like some of these people saying, look, I wish I never did that, or I wanted to have children. So, you know, I think we assume that, you know, everybody transgender, they don't want their penis, and a lot of people love their penis, a lot of people love their breasts, but they don't know that until they're adults. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a two-year hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the White House is hosting the Easter Egg Roll, which has been a tradition since the late 1800s. President Biden says he is happy that people can celebrate the holiday at the White House again after the pause.
Bill and I are excited to have you at the White House. We weren't able to host this Easter Egg Roll last year because of the pandemic. But this year we're finally getting together again.
Crew members and families from the USS Delaware were among those invited by the First Lady. Today is tax day. Anyone who hasn't filed their returns has until midnight to get it done, either online, by mail, or with a tax professional. The IRS had received more than 100 million returns as of 10 days ago, but is still facing its biggest backlog ever. This is USA Radio News. Philadelphia's indoor mask mandate returns Monday. The city saying it's reimposing the requirement because COVID cases are up 50% over the past 2 weeks. The mandate applies to all indoor public spaces, including schools, restaurants, businesses, museums, offices, and government buildings. Businesses and institutions can only go mask-free if they require everyone to be fully vaccinated and check vaccine status when people walk in. A group has filed a lawsuit against the mandate. World Central Kitchen says a Russian missile hit its operation in Kharkiv, Ukraine, over the weekend. The charity, founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, set up kitchens in regions where food is desperately needed because of natural disaster or war. Four of the staff were wounded. Andres tweeting, "They're fine, and everyone is ready to set up shop in another location." Find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson has had to now pay out over $99 million to a settlement in West Virginia over allegations that had worsened the opioid crisis by over-marketing highly addictive drugs. And I have an issue. I see both sides to everything, but I really, really have an issue of what's happening to pharmaceutical companies.
So Johnson & Johnson has paid out another large settlement, $100 million, to West Virginia over their role in the opioid epidemic. The payout allows the company to avoid a larger suit filed by state officials against pharmaceutical companies it alleges played a role in the Mountain State's drug overdose crisis. They say West Virginia had one of the worst in the nation. Johnson & Johnson is alleged to have over-marketed opioid drugs in the state, allegation that it followed it and many others around the country, pushing doctors to overprescribe a highly addictive drug. As part of the settlement, Johnson & Johnson does not admit any liability or wrongdoing for its role. The company has also paid out $5 billion earlier this year to clear state and local level lawsuits from around the country. But West Virginia was not included in that suit and was allowed to sue Johnson & Johnson on its own. They also included Teva Pharmaceuticals and Allergan. West Virginia previously reached a $26 million settlement with Endo International, which had also been a defendant in the ongoing trial. So the Mountain State is suffering worse than any other from American drug epidemic, they say, which kills more than 100,000 people every 12 months. And the numbers have been rising. Remember, it was about 60 to 70,000 a few years back, about 2016, 2017. Now it's over 100,000. And meanwhile, since it was first reported, doctors were limited on what they could prescribe. So then where are these drugs coming from? Why are they still going up? Well, because they're probably coming up illegally. Most recent data released earlier this month says in a 12-month period from November 2020 to 2021, 1,500 West Virginia residents died of a drug overdose. 84.9 per 100,000 residents. West Virginia is recording the most deaths per capita. Tennessee comes next at 56.4. The West Virginia attorney, General Patrick Morrissey, said on Monday that the settlement, which involves lawsuits by local governments, would allow the state to quickly fund programs intended to address opioid addiction and its fallout in the state. Why aren't we having drug cartels pay? They said we could save lives this year, and that's what we're going to do. So Johnson & Johnson finalized their nationwide $5 billion opioid settlement on Friday in February, which resolved state and local government opioid lawsuits. You know, Johnson & Johnson has also had issues with their talcum powder and with their, they have been sadly facing a lot. Their vaccine has had a little bit of good news recently in terms of their Johnson & Johnson vaccine, showing it did have some efficacy against the variant, the Omicron variant, but for the most part, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has kind of been started to be weaned out, and so they've been having some issues. I have to double check. I think Johnson & Johnson were believe Johnson & Johnson are the makers of fentanyl, and I think the rights were sold. They sold fentanyl patches. I believe the rights, I have to double check that. I'm having problems being able to pull up. Yeah, I have to double check that. But I think fentanyl comes from Johnson & Johnson. And fentanyl is a biggie, which is why Johnson & Johnson has been named in these suits. Fentanyl came out years ago, and it was used for people in chronic pain. People with cancer, they had lollipops, they had patches, and these forms came out so people weren't popping pills. In the 90s and 2000s, it was all about Percocet, Percodan, Lortab, Hydrocodone, Norco, and people were popping pills. Fentanyl was a way where we could get people who needed chronic pain control for medical reasons some control. And when I had learned pain management in the 90s, it had come out, and this was something that was supposed to be used as a tool to prevent people from popping all these pills that they had been taking. Purdue was the ones that I think came up with OxyContin. OxyContin came out with a more longer-term formula, so again, people wouldn't have to keep taking all these medications. And so pharmaceutical companies have tried to evolve to help fight the pandemic, but when, you know, somebody is addicted to narcotics, they will use medications any way they can. Imodium. Look how many people are trying to use Imodium to be able to get a narcotic high from that. Did Johnson & Johnson purposely try to dupe us doctors like they said Purdue did? Nobody duped me. Now, I don't think anybody tried to tell me that these medications weren't addictive. I've never seen a drug rep do that because we doctors aren't stupid. But when they said, look, what we can do is hopefully decrease the amount of medication they're taking. Hopefully they have longer pain control. If that's what they're saying is where they went wrong, you know, that's, to me, it's very frustrating. Because in the 90s, we doctors were blamed and possibly prosecuted for not controlling people's pain. It was considered malpractice. One legal scholar called it criminal and said doctors need to go to jail if they don't help people with their pain. People can't get pain control. They can only get it from the doctors. Doctors are holding it hostage. And here I was in training trying to balance. Well, we don't want to give too many pain medications because we don't want people getting addicted, but we also don't want to not control people's pain. Well, at the time, these pain management specialists just exploded in my neck of the woods, and so we could refer to somebody who managed pain. And I would, because I was not a pain specialist, I'm a family doctor, you know, managing somebody's pain was beyond what I felt could be my scope without, you know, just keeping on writing prescriptions. So I'm like, look, I don't want to do that. I'll write you your first prescription. We'll get you into pain management right away. And that's how we control people's pain. The problem is again, we have a pain problem. And then on top of that, now that doctors right now, I know so many doctors, they haven't written one pain medication. So now we're going back, the pendulum has swung back where people are like, I'm in pain, what do? I'm in pain. I need something for pain. And people can't get anything anywhere. You know, we look at suicide rates going up. We look at overdose rates going up. If somebody's in pain, they're going to try to get their pain medicine or their pain relief some other way. They might go to alcohol. They might kill themselves. They might go to these illegal drugs. The drug cartels completely know what's going on up here. They are watching everything we do. And they see us going after the pharmaceutical companies. So where's the supply going to come from to meet the demand? It's going to come from them. And with open borders, drugs are coming in. So, you know, we see these lawsuits and people like, yay, we got the pharmaceutical companies. Well, okay, well, where are you going to get your pain medicine now? Eventually, we have to crack down on the drugs coming in this country. You cannot be taking illegal drugs for your pain. We are going to need pharmaceutical companies to have agents that we could use. And we can't have these pharmaceutical companies fear that they're going to have to pay billions of dollars decades later for doing it. This is the problem. Drug overdose deaths have risen since we clamped down on prescribing patterns. Why? Well, it's not been the pharmaceuticals, it's coming from illegal sources. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, we're going to talk about something that might not be politically correct, but I think we need to explain it because there's been a myth. And one thing that I grew up with, being Jewish, was the concept that there was a Jewish nose. That Jews had a nose shape, which was stupid. It was completely stupid that that myth existed. And in fact, that myth had persisted so much that many Jews got nose jobs. And one Jew of which was Jennifer Grey, who is actually a cousin of mine, a distant cousin of mine. Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing actually had gotten a nose job, and in her memoir has spoken about how she regrets it because, you know, nobody could recognize her. I didn't know she got one. We aren't close. I don't even know if she knows I exist. But my mom's grandfather was Joel Gray's brother. So that's why I think we're fourth cousins, fourth or fifth cousins. And, you know, Joel Gray, you know, Vicom and Bienvenue, Joel Gray is her father. Joel Gray had a nose job as well. And so growing up, there was this concept of Jews possibly having a stereotypical form to their nose. And it never made sense. In my family, we didn't really have it. And I'd ask my family about that. And we remember, my family came from descendants from the Holocaust. And sadly, those of our family members who had more Semitic features seemed to be discriminated against, later slaughtered. Those of my family members that didn't, you know, escaped, they were able to, and we were always proud of our Judaism, but, you know, back then, you know, you laid low and you got the heck out of there. So I come from family who had blonder features, blue eyes, and maybe less of the quote-unquote stereotypical features. But the idea of a Jewish nose where it had a shape is a myth. And there was even a study, I believe, back done in, like, I think 1911, where a scientist looked at noses. And it found that the size of a Jewish person's nose was no bigger or wider or pointier than anyone else. Now, there has been some evolutionary theories around noses where Northern European noses might have been a little smaller because of the cooler air and less nares to try to bring less cold air into the body, whereas people might have wider noses closer to the equator because the air is more humid and warm. And, you know, the human body, humans even though we're endothermic, we still need to, you know, be able to regulate our temperature. So they thought that maybe there might have been a difference with that, where you are from, your nose shape might change, where it might have to do more with an adaptation or adaptive biological reasoning. But in terms of your religion, whether you're Catholic, Mormon, Protestant, Baptist, Muslim, Jewish, no, the nose shape is not supposed to have any form or any bearing. So I thought that was fascinating. You know, you still hear people say that, and you know, I wish I could tell you why I think a lot of it was also the stereotypes. I mean, centuries ago, people would stereotype Jews as having bigger noses and certain facial features and all that, and when you have, you know, groups stay within groups and then eventually, you know, arrange marriages and all that. You know, their progeny might have similar facial features. But studies have shown there is no difference between, you know, I mean, my family's Jewish and their noses look like anybody, any other noses. So let's get that out of there. But Jennifer Grey, who, again, is a cousin of mine, I think cute as can be. She was in Dirty Dancing. She was in the Wolverines, Red Dawn. She was in Red Dawn. She was in multiple movies. She ended up getting, she's 62 years old now, she ended up getting a nose job. And she says she regrets it. She said during a premiere, she recounts how her friend Michael Douglas didn't even recognize her. I didn't recognize her. I didn't recognize Jennifer Grey when she was on Friends. I think she played a sister to somebody on Friends. And I'm like, wait a second, that's Jennifer Grey? Most of us couldn't recognize her. You know, our bodies our facial features are very distinct. And we change something you won't recognize. You know, I've never considered a nose job because I think the way I look is the way I look. And that's how I want people to recognize me. But, you know, she said, she said it became a thing, the idea of becoming completely invisible. From one day to the next in the world's eyes, I was no longer me. And the weird thing, she said, was that thing that I resisted my whole life and the thing I was so upset with, my mother, for always telling me I should do my nose. She added, I really thought it was capitulating. I really thought it meant surrendering to the enemy camp. I just thought I'm good enough. I shouldn't have to do this. That's really what I felt. She said, I'm beautiful enough. So many people think that her decision to get a nose job effectively stopped her career in Hollywood. And she was not, oh yeah, she was also in Ferris Bueller, where after Ferris Bueller, Dirty Dancing and her movies in the 80s, she, after her nose job, she was unrecognizable. And then we hardly saw, I mean, we saw her in Friends in the 90s, but that was about it. And she has had still a very active career. And then she was married for multiple years, has a couple kids, although now I think they're sadly going through a divorce. But, you know, we talk about regret. We talk about plastic surgery regret. We talk about transitioning regret. This is something that we just don't have enough education on. You know, we have a lot of promotion by plastic surgeons. We have a lot of promotion to go and get the surgery, to go and get that, or look like this person. You know, looking like Christie Brinkley or Cheryl Tiggs or whoever in the 80s. You know, it was all about that. Did we really have in the 80s, you know, or 90s or 2000s or now in the 2020s, this don't do it, don't do it, I regret it, don't do it, I regret it. No, you don't. It's not a sexy story. It's negative. It's sad. You know, people want success stories. They want to think they went from one to a better platform, looking more beautiful, looking, you know, being who they are. And you just don't have that attention in the media or in ads of, I miss who I was. I think there's a child that there's a lawsuit going on right now where the parents are suing the school because the child transitioned from a girl to a boy, got very depressed and killed themselves. Now, I mean, obviously, there might have been more to it, you know, than just the transitioning. But the parents are suing the school for not telling her and that the child was going through all this. And we just don't hear about these stories. And nobody should be somebody they don't want to be. I have strongly supported plastic surgery if you want. I strongly supported transitioning if you want. But make an educated decision. And Jennifer Grey is the poster child for somebody being beautiful, somebody still being beautiful after her nose job, but being unrecognizable. And when you are unrecognizable, and now you're, you know, I mean, some people might want to escape their past, but for a lot of us, I mean, her past was pretty incredible. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.